In the last lesson, I have mentioned passive sentences are divided into two kinds, which is direct passive sentence and indirect passive sentence. I have introduced direct passive sentence in the last lesson, so let me introduce you indirect passive sentence today. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, I strongly recommend you listen to that first. Let's think about this active sentence.
弟がチョコレートを食べました。
My younger brother ate a chocolate. It's a very simple sentence.
弟がチョコレートを食べました。
Do you remember how to change this into direct passive sentence? The answer is
チョコレートが弟に食べられました。
A chocolate was eaten by my younger brother.
チョコレートが弟に食べられました。
Here we use indirect passive sentence. In this case,
弟にチョコレートを食べられました。
A chocolate was eaten by my younger brother. Let's think about the difference between direct passive sentence.
チョコレートが弟に食べられました。
And indirect passive sentence.
弟にチョコレートを食べられました。
In the direct passive sentence, the subject is someone or something which was object in the active sentence. The object means someone or something which is affected by the other. In this case, a chocolate is the object. In this case, a chocolate is the object in the active sentence, and it has been changed into the subject in the direct passive sentence. Simply, a chocolate is directly affected by my younger brother. What's inference? Eating. Next, indirect passive sentence.
弟にチョコレートを食べられました。
A chocolate was eaten by my younger brother. As you can see, English translation of direct passive sentence and indirect passive sentence is the same, but the implication is different. At first, you might wonder where is the subject for
弟にチョコレートを食べられました。
The answer is there is a hidden subject, which is
私は。
So you can paraphrase
弟にチョコレートを食べられました into 私は弟にチョコレートを食べられました。
However, as I mentioned before, it's normal to omit the subject in Japanese, as long as we can tell who is referred to from the context. So what do you think is the difference between
チョコレートが弟に食べられました
direct passive sentence and
弟にチョコレートを食べられました
indirect passive sentence? This is an interesting part of Japanese.Indirect passive sentence describes someone who is influenced indirectly, and most of cases, it implies a person is annoyed by the influence. So,
弟にチョコレートを食べられました
shows I am annoyed or angry because my younger brother ate a chocolate. A chocolate could be mine or which I was supposed to eat, but he ate it. Then I'm angry, like this.Indirect passive sentence is often referred to annoying passive sentence. In the last lesson, I told you you can only use transitive verbs in the direct passive sentence. But interestingly, you can use intransitive verbs as well in the indirect passive sentence. For example, we often say,
雨に降られました.
Actually, it is hard to translate it into English.
雨に降られました
is indirect passive sentence. The active sentence of
雨に降られました
is
雨が降りました
It rained.
降りました
is past affirmative in polite form of a verb
降る
which means rains. Rains is intransitive verb since it's natural phenomenon. Nobody can rain as they like.
雨に降られました implies
I was annoyed by rain. You might be overwhelmed by a bunch of information, so let me organize. You can use both transitive verbs and intransitive verbs for the indirect passive sentence.
弟がチョコレートを食べました。
A が B を verb. Active sentence has been changed into B が A に verb in passive form. But actually, we hardly ever use direct passive sentence for this kind of sentence.
弟がチョコレートを食べました。
This active sentence is used with the transitive verb
食べる eat.
In this case, the formula for the indirect passive sentence would be like this. Active sentence A が B を verb. Indirect passive sentence A に B を verb in passive form.
雨が降りました。
This active sentence is used with the intransitive verb 降る rains. In this case, the formula for the indirect passive sentence would be like this. Active sentence A が verb. Indirect passive sentence A に verb in passive form. Actually,Indirect passive sentence itself can be divided into two kinds as well. The first one is, as I explained, annoying passive sentence. The second one is called owner's passive sentence. Let me clarify the classification of passive sentences here. Passive sentences are divided into direct passive sentence and indirect passive sentence. Indirect passive sentence is divided intoAnnoying passive sentence and owner's passive sentence. I was going to explain owner's passive sentence in this lesson, but it took longer than expected. So I will explain it in the next lesson. Let me end up this lesson with summary as usual. Passive sentences are divided into direct passive sentence and indirect passive sentence. Indirect passive sentences also can be divided into two kinds.Which is annoying passive sentence and owner's passive sentence. In this lesson, I have explained about annoying passive sentence of the indirect passive sentence. Indirect passive sentence describes someone who is influenced indirectly. Literally, annoying passive sentence describes someone who are indirectly affected by, is annoyed by the influence.You can also use intransitive verbs for annoying passive sentence. Formula would be like this. Active sentence with a transitive verb. A が B を verb. Indirect passive sentence. A に B を verb in passive form. Active sentence with the intransitive verb. A が verb.Indirect passive sentence. A に verb in passive form. How was this lesson? For me, it's very interesting that the fact indirect passive sentence can imply annoyance. Until I studied Japanese teaching, I hadn't realized that we Japanese are using passive sentence like this. Language reflects on our mentality.I hope you can enjoy studying Japanese, and at the same time, I'm glad if you enjoy learning our culture and mentality as well. In the next lesson, I will introduce you owner's passive sentence. In this radio, I'm giving you some tips about Japanese grammar. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your study.